What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Crank the volume up again today. We have a sleeping baby in the studio slash house for this recording session, so I'm going to be talking as quietly as I can. Again, good day to have a new mic here. So if you're having trouble hearing me, apologies, and maybe turn up the volume a couple clicks. So today we are highlighting another amazing AI tool coming from Meta AI. This was announced on their blog or their news domain about.fb.com. And of course, I will link in the show notes to that post, but essentially they are introducing, and this was back on July 29th, so a little over a week ago when this episode and this episode batch drops, but they are introducing their Segment Anything Model 2, or SAM 2. And I know it feels like I'm saying this every episode now, but this is pretty mind-blowing, and I am super excited to share it with you guys. Essentially, what the model can do is identify in an image or video the pixels that belong to a particular element in that image or video, but put simply, it can segment or select any individual element within a video. And once an element is selected, it can be tracked throughout the rest of the frames in that video in real time, which is crazy. And it's a game changer for editing, special effects. It's going to be huge for mixed reality. And this one is definitely going to be right up our marketing alley, I have a feeling. So a little bit of background here first on the process or concept of segmentation. It's defined in the Meta post real simply here as identifying which image pixels belong to an object. They go on to talk about their original Segment Anything model, SAM, which was released last year, and it allowed them to build new features on Instagram. One was called Backdrop and the other called Cutouts, and they essentially allow you to do some cool features with creating like stickers or Instagram experiences with your existing images by cutting out or identifying backdrops or certain elements of your images. The article here also describes how the first version of the model, SAM, Segment Anything model, would and could segment pixels in standard images. And it's been used in various applications of science and medicine, apparently. It's being used to do some sonar imaging and coral reef analysis in some marine studies. It's also being used in the analysis of satellite imagery. And in some applications, it's aiding in detecting skin cancer. So there's tons of amazing applications for the technology. And now version 2 of the model, the Segment Anything Model 2, SAM 2, extends that same functionality, segmentation, and segmentation capabilities to video. And the article explains that it can segment any object in an image or video and consistently follow it across all frames of a video in real time. They describe how this has been a challenge for typical models and why, because videos and objects within them are unpredictable. They move unpredictably and change colors, and certain elements move in front of other elements, and there's elements being obscured by other elements in the video. And so tons of variables that they say their model has solved for those variables and issues, or at least mitigated many of them. The article goes on to say how Meta hopes and believes that this research can unlock new possibilities, such as easier video editing and generation, allowing new experiences to be created in mixed reality. So that's where it gets really exciting for me. And I think we can really talk about some futuristic marketing when we get into more mixed reality space with our discussions. And that becomes more accessible via devices like the Vision Pro or other mixed reality devices as they come in the next few years. I mean, for now, we'll just have to settle with being able to edit out products and videos at a whim, which is crazy. And we can do crazy personalization in new creative ways. And I think that's not too shabby to settle with anyway. I mean, the possibilities are endless and numerous when you can literally select and track and edit objects in real time in your marketing videos or in your product videos. When you start to think about how this could be used in live videos and in like an interactive user experience way, the mind gets even more boggled. And that's really one of the main reasons I wanted to highlight this tool. Obviously, we're on the AI Marketing Navigator here, and we're looking for a marketing perspective. And that's the powers it brings to personalization that I think it brings into play. If you do video advertising, you can personalize virtually any element within a video based on the segments of your audience. the kind of content they create, the kind of content they consume. There, you could segment regionally and change out products regionally, and use so many different data points to change out video elements and to do testing. You could do some really cool things just with brand tracking and brand monitoring. With this technology, being able to recognize visual elements in within videos, you can monitor where your brand is appearing in videos across the web, across social media, in general, user-generated content, which is so important in today's marketing, social and organic social being such a effective channel right now. This could also be a great prospecting tool for influencer marketing. If you use any influencer marketing in your strategy, let's say you're marketing an energy drink or something, you could utilize this technology to find influencers or content creators who are highlighting energy drink products or similar products by simply asking this algorithm to go find videos with certain items in them, which could help you identify influencers in your market who already have success marketing similar products. If you're like me and you wear many hats as a marketer and you also do some video editing or content editing, then this is definitely a time saver and a game changer for sure. Being able to track and remove and change various elements of a video at the click of a button, something that would have required pretty significantly robust video editing technology or knowledge to accomplish, is now being done with ease by AI and for free, essentially, by Meta here. We talked a lot about content personalization and the other levels that the the next level is really content localization. And you can use SAM to change the content, like I said earlier, based on region, based on culture or language. You can use the same core root video, but with culturally relevant products or messaging based on the region. Again, huge time and money saver for production companies in general, but definitely for the marketers who have to pay those production companies. Just a couple more use cases here before we dive in and just check out the tool a little bit. They have a little demo that I'm going to show you, and that is mixed reality use cases. If you've heard any of the episodes, you know that I geek out on the marketing potentials of mixed reality, being able to create entirely immersive, dynamic experiences that someone can engage with from their couch is a type of engagement and connection with the user that I think marketers even 25, 30 years ago probably couldn't really fathom. And now that technology that can be used to map these virtual objects and track them in a 3D environment has just been made so much more accessible by Meta. And they are quickly becoming kind of the heroes of open source AI with the release of Llama 3.1, 405B, and now this hugely cutting edge video segmentation model. Okay, so just a quick little demo on how the tool works. I'll also link to the demo page, of course, so definitely check that out if you're not following along on video. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. Okay, so the demo video that they have here is essentially a video of a guy juggling a soccer ball with his feet. It is about 10 seconds long, and they open the demo by prompting you to click an object in the video to start. It says here, you'll be able to use this SAM2 demo to make fun edits to any video by tracking objects and applying visual effects. To start, click any object in the video. So I'm going to go ahead and just select the soccer ball, which happens to be in the guy's hand at the moment. 1 second here. Go ahead and click that. Okay, so what it's done is essentially highlighted that soccer ball in blue and mapped it on the left side of the screen as an object. And you can add or remove areas to an object, which essentially looks to just like map it a little more detailed in case you're having some issues with the tracking or the mapping. Or you can also add another object. So I'm going to go ahead and try to add another object here. And let's try mapping the guy's shoes or one of his shoes. All right. So if you're following along on video now, you've seen that we have selected three objects. One is highlighted in blue. It's the soccer ball object. One is highlighted in yellow, object two, and that's the gentleman's right foot or right shoe. And the third is object three, and that's the guy's left shoe. And it does give us a little message here saying that we can only track three objects in this demo, although SAM2 as a model does not have a limit. It does note that. So below our mapped objects in the tool here, we have a button to track objects. So I'm going to go ahead and click that. And basically what it's doing is playing through the video of him juggling the soccer ball, and it's keeping those objects highlighted throughout the entire thing. This is so impressive. It's identified the pixels of those objects and is tracking those pixels through the video in real time. And they give you a little tip here that says if there are any issues with the tracking that you notice, you can go back to those parts of the video and add or remove clicks to that object to try and increase that tracking accuracy, like we mentioned. Okay, so we have mapped our objects now. We are tracking them through the video. Let's click next, and you can see what the demo tells us what to do next. Okay, and now we get an option to add effects. And it says here, apply visual effects to your selected objects and the background. Keep clicking the same effect for different variations. So they have a ton of effects here, guys. You can erase an object. You can apply a gradient to an object. You can pixelate an object. And each time you click through these, there's multiple variations. There's an option here to spotlight. And if you're following along on video, you can see how it's highlighted each of those objects. You can create an emoji for each object. We have a little frowny face with sunglasses in the place of the ball and the shoes now. They have an effect here called a burst, which is very trippy, and it's got a bunch of lines and crazy stuff coming out of the map. Definitely check out the video if you guys have a chance. It is wild. You can apply different backgrounds as well. You can erase the background. You can apply a gradient, pixelate again. You can add text or blur, just tons of effects here. So what I'll do, I think, is just click surprise me. They have a little surprise me option. We'll shuffle through a few of these effects for you guys to check out. So follow along on video again if you get a chance, just to get an idea of how cool this tool is. If you can't do that, click the link in the show notes and try it for yourself. It's super interesting and super fun. Just have to click through a few more of these for anybody watching on video. Sorry to those listening. Definitely check out the link, like I said. Okay. I think we've had enough fun with the effects now. This is so cool, you guys. I get it. I can't get over it. Let's go ahead and click next and see what else this demo has in store for us. And I believe I stopped sharing my screen on accident, but that's okay because we are done with the demo. Now you can get a link or download the video that you created, or you can upload your own video, or you can browse a gallery of videos. So check out the link from the show notes. I'll say it again. Share your videos with me. Share your videos. Share your links. I want to see what you guys come up with. Share your own videos. The marketing applications and use cases, I think, are just innumerable. So I can't wait to see what you guys come up with. And I can't wait to see what the Segment Anything Model 2 leads to in the world of AI and mixed reality, especially. Okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.